Whether you're a world-class athlete or a podcaster like me, we all understand the importance of mental and physical well-being and proper recovery for top-notch performance. That's why I'm excited that Unified Healing is sponsoring podcasts on the Blue Wire Network. Unified Healing is a new and super innovative global network of wellness centers powered by Energy Enhancement System, or EE System. If you haven't heard of the EE System yet, then you'll want to listen up. This technology promotes wellness, deep relaxation, purification, and rejuvenation. Wherever you are across the globe, access to a center is easy and affordable. Interested in experiencing the EE System technology for yourself? Go to unifiedhealing.com/bluewire to learn more and find a center near you. That's Unified, UNIFYD, healing.com/bluewire. No material or testimonials on the Unified Healing website are intended to be viewed as medical advice or a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always seek the advice of your physician or other qualified healthcare provider with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition or treatment and before undertaking a new healthcare regimen, including EE System.
The MMA Gambling Podcast on the Sports Gambling Podcast Network is presented by WynnBET. Bet $100 at WynnBET and get a $100 free bet. Head on over to sportsgamblingpodcast.com/WynnBET. That's sportsgamblingpodcast.com/WYNNBET to claim your free bet today. We're also brought to you by the SGPN merch store. From now until Tuesday, you get 20% off when you use promo code NFCBEAST.
Yo, Degenerinos, welcome back, or welcome for a first time to the MMA Gambling Podcast and the Sports Gambling Podcast Network, episode 213. It's going to go out to Jeremy Friedman. You may ask yourself, who's Jeremy Friedman? I had never heard of Jeremy Friedman until a few hours ago. Jeremy Friedman apparently is the aforementioned teenage squeaky voice kid from The Simpsons, who I said a few episodes ago does not have a name. Apparently he has a name. And it's Jeremy Friedman, and I didn't know that, and neither did my co-host, I think, and he's a Simpsons fan as well. So don't know if this is legit or not, but there you go. Jeremy Friedman, this goes out to you for all the abuse you take in Springfield. This is not a Simpsons podcast, even though I would like to do some podcasts. Someone slide in my DMs. Give me an offer. This is an MMA podcast, and we are going to give you picks. Female MMA, this episode, Invicta FC 49 is going down on Wednesday from Oklahoma. And we've got winning picks for you. Well, I guess I say we, but it's not really me. I'm giving you the groundwork, and then the brains of the operation is going to step in and give you all the winning picks. His name would be the Gumby God, Daniel Vreeland. Let's bring him in now. Hello.
Hey, what's up?
Hey, what's going on? I didn't give you enough to work off, did I?
You didn't give me enough to work on. Although I will say I'm excited to see Invicta back because this is a title fight that has kind of been in the talks for a while. And from a fighter who I think is genuinely beloved on Twitter. So if you're she's a great follow. So it'd be fun to talk about her fight. And even if you are not a, like, you know, quote unquote Invicta fan, and you like follow what's going on in Invicta all the time and the fighters in there, there are going to be so many names, you know, from Contender Series, UFC castoffs. There are three Ultimate Fighter castmates in this episode. So yeah, this is a card even people who are not super down with Invicta can have a lot of fun watching.
Yep, someone with not just a nickname but a whole new alias for a nickname too, which we have discussed before. Sorry, I've been sick all weekend, but here I am doing your podcast, coughing once in a while. What else was I going to say about Invicta? Yes, it's going down Wednesday. Oh, it's going down in Oklahoma, which I more than likely I'm going to be able to get you fighter payout info if that's something you are interested in. I've already contacted the Oklahoma Athletic Commission, and they have in the past that they've given out that info. So if they do, I will have it posted on my MMA site, moneymma.substack.com. So give it a follow. At the very least, you can enter our free pick 'em contest and have some fun there. So, all right. So you think this is a decent Invicta card?
I think so. So, yeah, I think as I talked about last time, I'm going to have some surprise dog picks for you in here that I think are going to be pretty profitable. And in addition to that, yeah, like I think, you know, like any Invicta card, there's a couple of people who look like they should be in the UFC. There's a couple of people who might need two or three fights before get there. But at the end of the day, it's like LFA if LFA only had women.
Yep. That's a very good summation of it. How are the lines usually set for Invicta? I know they come out a little bit later than other promotions, kind of like what happens with PFL and maybe Bellator, even later than that. Is there usually holes in the lines? It sounds like this week you found some holes, but are the lines usually pretty decent for Invicta events? I think we've only broken down Invicta once or twice in the past.
Yeah, I found that sometimes they have holes. I would say the biggest place that they have holes are typically like early on in the prelims. And maybe that's where they are this time. Maybe that's not where they are this time. But the biggest problem they have is with women who have records like Jillian DeCourcy, who granted she's in a title fight this week. So like that kind of goes out the window, but her record's 5-3. And like, that looks bad, automatically lined against. I think you'll always see that fighter kind of look bad. And I don't think that's always necessary. So we'll talk about one or two fighters who maybe got an ugly line on their side, and it's going to help us tremendously.
Ugly line for them, beautiful line for us. So Invicta FC 49 is Dalbani versus DeCourcy. It's going down this Wednesday, 8 p.m. Eastern. It says Access TV. You said it was on Fight Pass, though? Isn't it on Fight Pass now?
Are they back to being on Access?
I don't know. That's according to Tapology, it says Access TV. So,
all right, I'll put the intern on it.
Okay, intern is on it. It's going down from the Sugar Creek Casino, which I don't even have to ask him. Dan's never been there, and neither have I. Hinton, Oklahoma. I don't think I've ever even been through Oklahoma. Neither has Dan.
I have.
You have?
Yeah.
Have you been to Hinton, Oklahoma?
No, I was only in it, like, in a car.
Yep. This is, sadly, they fight in a cage as well. They don't do crazy things like phone booths or cars. No, they do it in a cage. And there are 7 fights. We're going to give you picks for 5 of them in a moment. First, I'm going to tell you about WynnBET. Thinking of joining WynnBET? Now is the perfect time. New customers who bet $100 get a $100 free bet. Plus, WynnBET Casino is always open 24 hours a day, where you can get 100% deposit bonus up to $1,000. WynnBET is live in Arizona, Colorado, Indiana, Louisiana, Michigan, New Jersey, New York, Tennessee, and Virginia. As I said in the past, if you live elsewhere, time to move. Plus, WynnBET has their own same game parlay feature. Just click on the game you like, build your own bet, and start building a monster parlay. There's so much to choose from, and all you have to do is head over to sportsgamblingpodcast.com/WynnBET so they know we sent you at sportsgamblingpodcast.com/WynnBET, WynnBET, to claim your free bet today. Offer subject to change. Terms and conditions at WynnBET.com. Must be 21 or older and present in the state where play through WynnBET is available. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem, call 1-800-522-4700. If you watch football, you need Fubo TV. Fubo TV gives you complete coverage of college and pro football with NFL Red Zone plus games in 4K at no extra charge. Over 100 channels of live sports and entertainment for a fraction of the price of cable. Watch on all your devices and never miss a game or an episode of your favorite shows with the included cloud-based DVR. Plus, there's no contract, no commitment, and you can cancel at any time. Right now, you can try Fubo TV free for 7 days and get 15% off your first month. Just go to FuboTV.com/SGP. That's FUBOTV.com/SGP. And finally, Odds Trader. Odds Trader is the place to compare odds from all major sports books. You can also compare the different sign-up codes and promotions from sports books to get the best deal. The app also provides player statistics, key game stats, injury reports, and projected game day weather for bettors to make the most informed bets possible. It also has a bet tracker so bettors can keep records of all your games and betting activity. Go to oddstrader.com/bluewire. Odds Trader, the number one site for all your game day bets. All right, did the intern find anything for us?
Yes, the intern found that Invicta has been in April, which I didn't realize this, was actually acquired by Anthem Entertainment, which is a company that also owns Access TV.
Yep.
So the reason why they're no longer on Fight Pass, I believe, is because Access TV bought Invicta, and they want to have them on them.
There you go. I don't think we get Access up here in the Great White North, so maybe it will be YouTube for us. But
they said in the article I was reading, they said Canada will have it on. Is there a Fight Channel or Fight?
Oh yeah, network? Yeah, that's right.
Apparently all owned by the same people, so you're that's in on true. That.
All right, there you go. All right, let's kick things off with flyweights. I don't have to say women because they're all women. Helen Peralta versus Pollyanna Botello. A couple of names you More than likely no, or quite possibly no. Let's tell you about Peralta first. Iansa, I-A-N-S-A is the nickname. Dan?
No idea.
Iansa. Okay, no idea. We start things off hot. 5-2 with one knockout for Peralta. She's been knocked out once. 5-1 in Invicta. So all of her experience basically is in Invicta, which is a good high-level organization. Two straight wins. Three of her last four have been wins. She used to fight down at strawweight. She was 0-1 in the Ultimate Fighter. 2-0 as a bare-knuckle fighter in BKFC, plus 120 on her. Botello, 8-5 with six knockouts. She's been submitted twice. This will be her Invicta debut. She went 3-4 in the UFC. She lost her last three fights, last one via submission. That's what got her kicked out of the UFC. She's not won a fight since April of 2019. She used to fight at strawweight as well. She was a regional champion. She's got 7 inches of height on Peralta, 2 inches of reach, minus 150.
So I'm going to go with Helen Peralta on this one.
The first underdog.
Yeah. What did you say the line was for?
Plus 120 was.
Oh, okay. On us. All right. Nice. Okay. It's I've seen it bouncing around between that and like negative 105, which still technically makes her an underdog. But yeah. So here's why I like Helen Peralta in this one. If you saw her on the Ultimate Fighter, you know she hits like a truck. Or if you saw her in her like bare knuckle boxing matches, like she hits so hard. And she sits down on her punches and just like isn't afraid to just like brawl with people. And Poliana Botelho is like not somebody who's going to like repeatedly take you down. You know what I mean? And that's what beats Helen Peralta. Like Helen Peralta will get beat if you just like take her down, grind her, make her work. And like Botelho's just not that person, right? Botelho's gonna, she might mix it up better than Peralta does, but she certainly is not going to like outpoint her, outmuscle her, out anything like that. So like if she isn't going to grind and isn't going to take the fight from her that way, I don't like her standing in front of Helen Peralta for 15 minutes. So I'm gonna take Peralta here.
There you go. Simple breakdown. Simple way to make some cash. All right. What are we moving on to? We're moving on to same weight class. Flyweight. Caitlin Neal versus Hannah Guy, who you may have heard on the Top Turtle MMA podcast last week. Gumby interviewed her. Let's see if he's going to betray her and pick against her here. I'm going to tell you about Neal first. Katniss is the nickname. She's 5-4. One knockout, one submission. She'd been knocked out once. 0-1 in Invicta, 1-1 in the Ultimate Fighter, 1-0 in Bellator. Her record may not look that great, 5-4. However, she's won four of her last five fights, so she is on a roll. Won her last fight via submission. She had 4 inches of height, 5 inches of reach on Guy, so she's going to be much bigger, plus 160. Hannah, the Hurricane Guy, 4-1, one knockout, two submissions. Never been finished in a fight. This will be her Invicta debut. She was 0-1 in the Ultimate Fighter, 0-1 in bare knuckle fighting. She won three straight fights, last one via TKO. Three straight MMA fights make that. She was 1-0 in Bellator, used to fight at strawweight, 3 years younger than Neal, minus 200.
So I'm going to go with the favorite, Hannah Guy, here. Here's why I like the favorite, Hannah Guy. Caitlin Neal showed while she was on The Ultimate Fighter that she has an issue, somewhat similarly to Helen Peralta, with people who can out-grapple her. Because really, that's what happened. Juliana Miller made her look like a novice on the mat. And, you know, like, typically, Caitlin Neal is just, like, the pick-you-apart from range, kind of just, like, enjoy a decision victory kind of person. And I think Hannah Guy is going to bring that fight to her. Like, I think Hannah Guy is going to grapple her. I think Hannah Guy showed she had really, really good grappling and kind of got unlucky with a decision. Like, she fought Brogan Walker, who wound up going to the finals. And one of the judges had it 1-1, which I think is probably the right move. Like, I think it should have been 1-1 and it should have gone to a third round, and it just didn't. And they gave it a Brogan Walker straight up. Or at least the other two judges did. So I think she can hang on the mat with Caitlin Neal. And I'll also say this, I think she's gotten a lot better, from what I've seen since being on The Ultimate Fighter. She chose to make a move to go work with Alan Belcher down in Biloxi, Mississippi. And as we've seen, his team has produced some pretty damn good fighters too, right? That's where Brandon Davis came from. So like, I'm glad to see her with like a more set team schedule. And I think, like I said, I think the grappling just plays in here. I will share though, that I don't love this line. As I mentioned at the top of the show, when you see somebody with a record of 5-4, like lines for Invicta just automatically fade that person. I don't think Caitlin Neal is going to win here, but I also don't think Hannah Guy is like a negative 200 style favorite here.
Right. It sounds a lot of your info sounds like you listened to the same interview I listened to coming about Guy. So it's good. We listen to the same things.
Yeah. I definitely listen to the same things as you.
Yep. All right. I'm going to tell you about a couple. We're ripping through this podcast so fast. I better get some more of our sponsors mentioned before we run out. We're out of picks here. Dan's breaking them down pretty straightforward for you this week. No House Advantage is changing the game by offering the most dynamic fantasy sports platform available today. Playing pick'em contests versus other people for a shot at winning $250,000 or more in cash. Download the app, choose a contest, select your player props, earn points for correct picks, and climb the leaderboard for your shot to win big money every day. You can also test your skills versus the house and win 20 times your entry if you hit all your picks. Bet on up to 5 player props, over-unders, or individual player matchups across every major sports league, including NFL, NBA, MLB, PGA, MMA, and NASCAR. Make sure to check out No House Advantage today and experience daily fantasy sports redefined, because it's not just how you play, but also where you play. You won't want to miss out on this. Sign up now with promo code SGPN at NoHouseAdvantage.com or download the app to get a first deposit match up to $25. PromoGuy.us is the best place to go if you're interested in plus EV betting strategies. They've got daily updates and odds boosts and huge cash bonuses from all the major sportsbooks. And they've got a VIP Discord group that puts even deeper plus EV analytics right at your fingertips. I got to say, we've been looking at their daily promo updates, and they are some of the most informative in the game. They don't simply tell you what team is probable to win, but where you'll get the best odds and how to track down and cash in big on constantly changing promotions. If you're not already using mathematical models to help you with your picks, you are missing out on an insanely valuable tool. And the best part of all is that Promo Guy is run by a small team of passionate sports fans dedicated to building a well-informed, better betting community. Go to promoguy.us and check out their 100% tracked, transparent, and proven method for betting smarter. So make sure you check out promoguy.us. Now on to Sleeper. Sleeper is the fastest growing fantasy platform today with millions of players. You probably already have a fantasy league on there. I use it for mine. The basketball one is about to kick off very, very soon. It's a game-changing product like anything else in the industry, and now you can win on Sleeper by playing their new over-under game. They have over-unders integrated right into fantasy. It's the first sports contest game built into the fantasy experience. Not only can you enter a contest via over-under itself, but you can also do so through your fantasy league's matchup screen. For example, Patrick Mahomes is your starting fantasy quarterback. Not only do you think you are going to win your fantasy matchup this week, but you're also confident that Mahomes is going to hit his over 250 passing yards line. If you pick correctly, you can win anywhere from 2 times to over 20 times the money you put in. The main reason I'm excited about over-under on Sleeper is that it's the only app where I can join my buddies' contest and play together. It's got a built-in group chat where I can see and copy my friends' picks with the tap of a button. It's insanely fun to ride it out together. Not only do they have NFL, but they also have college football player props. Stop what you're doing and download Sleeper now to play their new over-under game. Have fun with your friends and make some money on your mobile phone. Join our listener group on Sleeper at sleeper.com/SGP. And Sleeper will automatically match your first deposit up to $100. Promo code SGP. Again, go to sleeper.com/SGP and you'll get a $100 match on your first deposit. Terms and conditions apply. See Sleeper's terms of use for details. All right, we're going to drop down to straw weight. Liz Tracy versus Valeska Machado. Tracy, the Titan. Liz, the Titan Tracy. 7-4, one knockout, one submission. Never been finished in a fight. 3-3 in Invicta. She's won 2 straight fights. She also does pro grappling. She's fight up at featherweight. Flyweight, excuse me. 125 plus 195, the number on her. You may not know Machado's name, but you know Tina Black's name. That's what we're talking about here. Machado is the aforementioned or the famous mentioned podcast before Tina Black. 9-3 is one no contest for Ms. Black. 4 knockouts, 1 submission. Never been finished in a fight. This will be her Invicta debut. 0-1 on the Contender Series. That's where we know her from. Previously, she won her last fight via submission. She also does pro grappling. Used to fight down at atomweight. She's 7 years younger than Tracy. 2 inches taller, -245.
So, I'm going to be real honest here. I'm fading Tina Black for a couple of reasons. Number one, you saw her on that fight in the Contender Series against Pietro Rodriguez. And, the big problem in that fight was Rodriguez is just too good of a wrestler for her, right? She anytime she was in any trouble with Tina Black, she just took her down. And Black had no idea what to do with that. Rodriguez just ran through her like water. And as you just mentioned, if you look at Tapology and it says they're also pro grapplers or stuff like that, you've got to ask yourself what kind of pro grappler that means. Liz Tracy's actually a really good grappler. We've seen her on Submission Underground like 3 or 4 times. She fought Brianna Stay-Marie, who I know that name probably doesn't mean a lot to all you guys, but she just got done being in the Abu Dhabi World Championship. and she only lost to Fithion Davis, who is like, you know, tops of the top. So like, this is a woman who has gone out and grappled with some of the best. I mean, she tapped out Jillian Robertson at a submission underground. Like, that's enough to talk about right there. So I think Liz Tracy is just going to bring the grappling game to Valeska Machado or Tina Black or whatever you want to call her. I think she's going to do it in a violent manner. I'll also say this, another one of those people on our resume who says, you know, her resume says 7-4 and everybody winces and is like, ee. Most of those losses were at the beginning of her career, and listen to who they're against. Split decision loss to Ashley Yoder, split decision loss to Andrea KGB Lee, decision loss to Stephanie Gelschmacher, who was a Invicta champion, and a decision loss to Victoria Leonardo, who's in the UFC. So three UFC veterans and an Invicta champion are the only people she's lost to. And since then, she went and beat Jodi Esquivel and Danielle Taylor, who've also both been in the UFC. Liz Tracy has a crazy strength of schedule here, a really good wrestling background. And as you kind of mentioned, too, she's going to be bigger. She's somebody who's fought up a weight class, and we've seen Tina Black fight at atomweight. So, like, why would you not take the bigger, stronger wrestler with a tougher resume over the one who looked like crap on Contender Series?
All right. Tell me, why are people not taking this? Why are the odds so skewed?
I think a lot of it is record wise. And a lot of it is that, you know, you can say Tina Black was highlighted by the UFC to be somebody on Contender Series, right? She was, you know, she went into Contender Series riding like a 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 fight winning streak. She only lost by decision. She bounced back with a quick win after that, as you mentioned. By the way, that quick win over somebody who's 2-4. You know, so like, she's not out there fighting that same level of competition. But she's got really great. She's got a really great record, and you know, like she's kind of fun to watch because, right? You remember her striking when she's able to throw and not on her back is actually pretty exciting to watch. And Liz Tracy is not. I'm gonna say this is not the most exciting fighter to watch. She plows through people with like double leg takedowns, and she's a grinder. Some people don't love watching that, especially in like a women's MMA fight, right? With like smaller women who you don't think are gonna get the TKO finish. But I'll tell you something, Liz Tracy is impressive when it comes to that.
There you go. She is a Titan as well, so we can't go against the Titans. All right, co-main event. Flyweight, once again, Maya Suotama versus Ketlin Souza. Let's tell you about Suotama first. The Mountain Mama is the nickname. She's 8-6. That's a good nickname for me as well. Going forward, she's 8-6, 5 knockouts, 2 submissions. She's been submitted once. She's not fought since March of 2021. She's lost 3 straight fights. She has not actually won a fight, MMA fight, since December of 2017. She used to fight up at bantamweight, 0-1 in Strikeforce. Do you know who she lost in Strikeforce? Dan?
I do. Misha Tate as part of that tournament.
There you go. 2009, she's been a pro MMA fighter since. She's 3 inches taller than Souza, plus 240. Souza, is this a nickname you were warning me about? You didn't tell me what it was, but you said there's a good nickname coming up.
No, I thought Mountain Mama is the one.
This one is Esquintadina. Yes.
So it means something small.
Oh, right.
Inha. Yeah, if it ends in Inha, it's always small. If it ends in Ow, it's always large. So Esquadine, I don't know what that means.
Google says warm up. Probably doesn't. That would be a great nickname, warm up.
That's the worst fighter nickname ever.
Exactly. She's 11-3, 8 knockouts, 1 submission, Souza. Speaking of now, she's been knocked out twice, submitted once, so she's been finished in all of her losses. This will be her Invicta debut. She's won 3 straight fights. She's not fought since August of 2021. She was a regional champion. She used to fight up at bantamweight as well. 9 years younger than Suotama. Don't know the reach info on her. Minus 300.
Yeah, let's talk about Suotama for a second, because this record and where she's been and who she's fought is pretty freaking insane, dude. Like, as you mentioned, she's lost 3 in a row, but let's talk about those 3. She lost to Lucy Pudilova. She lost to Shayna Young. And she lost to Lucrecia Riza, who actually won on Contender Series recently. So, like, that's 3 losses to, like, very good competition. And if you want to peel back her losses earlier in her career, it's Misha Tate and Aisling Daly, who, again, UFC veterans. So she has fought really high-level competition in those fights. And I'm going to say this. I think she beats Ketlin Souza here. I don't care that she hasn't won in 5 years, because here's the thing. Bad record, right? 8-6, coming off of 3 straight losses. Infinitely better resume. And I will say this. I watched that fight because it was in Octagon MMA when she fought Lucy Pudilova. And you can get, like, any Octagon film that you want. So I went back and watched it because I knew the name. And I was like, who am I? And then I looked up her record. I was like, oh, yeah, I watched her on Strikeforce Challengers 10. So it's been a while since I've seen her. But I went back and watched the one on Octagon against Lucy Pudilova. She takes Pudilova down a bunch of times, and she grinds against her up against the cage. And I think, like, she's very, very physically strong, especially through the shoulders when she's finishing things. I think she's lighter on her feet than Souza. I think she's faster than Souza. Souza just kind of, like, for me, has kind of, like, sloppy striking, which is why you see her get beat by – I mean, she got beat by Ariane Carnelosi, so I guess we should give her some credit for fighting some high-level competition, too. But she also got beat by this girl who was only, like, 4-1, Dan Cardoso, who's, you know, she's rattled off wins since then. But she just got picked apart on the feet. And, like, I think Suoltama is not going to necessarily pick her apart on the feet, but I think she's going to soften her up enough so that the takedown game gets into wet play. And I'm going to take the short notice, Maiju Suoltama. I almost got through saying that name right every time.
Oh, she's short notice, too? I didn't even have that, so that makes it even better.
I mean a little bit short notice, so it's really hard to tell what an Invicta short notice fight is, because right. What usually happens with Invicta is they announce a card, and then somewhere with like maybe 2 weeks to go left before like the card is actually going to happen, they send out a card update, like a press release card update, and it's got like 3 or 4 changes, and you're unaware if whether or not those changes happened 2 months ago, like right after they originally announced the card, or if they just happened. So, like, I don't know, because Ketlin Souza was originally supposed to fight Warhorse Williams, which is, a really good opponent in her own right. And then, like, all of a sudden she wasn't. So I don't know if that happened a month ago or 2 months ago, or if that happened right as the fight card update happened. You just don't see fight card updates like you do with the UFC with Invicta. So, like, you kind of have to, like, guess and check.
There you go. All right. Gumby's giving you back-to-back monster dogs. Will we finish it off with 3 straight? We'll have to wait and see after I tell you about after I coughed it up. After I tell you about the Elias game plan app. I don't want to cough on that. Did you know the best day of the week is actually Monday and Thursday and Sunday? That's because it's NFL season, our favorite time of the year. As I scroll past here, it's where I'm gonna talk to you about. And whether you're into fantasy leagues, betting on your team, or just talking highlights around the water cooler at work, the NFL season just got a whole lot better thanks to the Elias Game Plan app, the ultimate sports betting and fantasy companion for the NFL, NBA, and MLB. Elias Game Plan is the only sports app for the most trusted name in sports stats, the Elias Sports Bureau, official statisticians of U.S. pro sports leagues. Elias Game Plan is full of information and insights provided by their renowned research team, which means they constantly give you information that is up to date and that you can trust. This app gives you everything you need this season to get a competitive edge, league-validated team and player news and stats, head-to-head team comparisons ahead of their matchups, along with Elias' key insights from the Elias statisticians, including injury impact analysis and expert game analysis, which can give you the advantage in betting, picking your fantasy leagues, or showing off your sports knowledge. And Elias Game Plan is releasing new features all the time, like their chat function, which allows you to talk directly with their researchers, so you get the information you need to feel comfortable when making big decisions on betting on your fantasy team. Elias is the most respected research team in the industry. Quality information is key, so I'm glad they created this app for accurate data and important context. Elevate your NFL season today and download the Elias Game Plan app. That's ELIAS. And right now, I have a special offer. When you subscribe, get 15% off your annual subscription, but only if you use my own personal promo code, SGPN15. Find Elias Game Plan Sports Betting in the App Store or Play Store today and use my promo code SGPN15. Finally, introducing RYP VIP, a brand new subscription service from WonderPool that helps you get an extra edge against the books, plus access to real money pools. Get access to exclusive data to help with your weekly game picks. Premium content like in-depth guides for how to dominate your pools and exclusive, again, swag. Top line here is that if you're a serious sports fan, you need Run Your Pool VIP. Use code SGPNVIP at runyourpool.com/VIP and get 50% off of your first month of Run Your Pool VIP. That's code SGPN VIP at runyourpool.com/VIP. All right, let's go to the main event. It is a 5 rounds, 5 minutes for the Evict FC Atomweight Championship. Champion Jessica Dalboni versus challenger Jelena DeCourcy. We shall tell you about the challenger first. She has a lion heart. She is lion heart, Jelena DeCourcy, not Chris Jericho. She's 5-3 with 2 knockouts. Never been finished in a fight. 4-2 in Invicta. Won 3 of her last 4 fights, including winning her last fight via knockout. So, yes, she's getting a title shot off a one-fight winning streak, but she's won 3 of 4. Used to fight at strawweight. Let's say strawweight, 115. Inch taller, inch of reach on Dalboni, +350. Dalboni, the champion, 12-3 with 2 knockouts. Been knocked out once. 4-2 in Invicta and is the champion. She's won 2 straight fights. Used to fight at strawweight as well. She's 9 years younger than DeCourcy. -450.
So I do really love Jelena DeCourcy. I want to preface it by saying this, but at the end of the day, you're right. She's coming off of a one fight winning streak and actually had lost 2 in a row, depending on how you score those 2 in a row, because she had lost to Elise Reed, who we know from the UFC, but she had also lost to Linda Mihalik on one of those Invicta tournaments, but it's an exhibition, so it doesn't count on her official record. So really, she's lost 2 in a row, but she did absolutely flatline Lindsey Van Zandt, which blew me away. It's actually one of the last Invicta fight cards we broke down. I was talking about Lindsey Van Zandt and how I thought you should get some money on her because she was going to beat the hell out of Jelena DeCourcy, and it turned out to be an awful play. But with all that, I just don't think she's ready for Jessica Dalboni. I mean, she's 38 years old at this point in time, so like this is her last chance to win like a championship in pretty much any organization that's, you know, real big. But Dalboni is just like such a good grappler. She's another one of those ones who does like some high level grappling and has fought some really good people. She also just like beat the hell out of Alicia Zapatella in that last title fight. You know, and to be honest, I think she won the fight between them before because she had to do that weird thing where I think I told you like that fight was terribly scored. Alicia Zapatella did not win it. And then they gave it to her anyway, but she's also beat Lindsey Van Zandt a couple of times, Erica Tuberculo a couple of times. She actually knocked out Bruna Brazil, who we just saw in the Contender Series. Jessica Dalboni's a beast. She ought to be in the UFC, but they don't have atomweight. She probably one day will be in the UFC as a strawweight. You know, like Dalboni is just that good. So I think what DeCourcy kind of has going for her is like she's got really nice knockout power for somebody of that size. But like apart from that, I don't think there's any way for her to beat Jessica Dalboni. I don't see her outpointing her for 25 minutes. I don't see her submitting her. I don't see her, you know, winning grappling exchanges or being in top position. I think all of those things just go towards Dalboni. So yeah, I'm going to pick Dalboni here. I will say if you're looking to make the fight more interesting, Dalboni inside the distance or like under 3.5 or under 4.5 is probably the move.
There you go. So how is she going to finish her? TKO?
I think so. I could definitely see a submission too, despite the fact that like you don't see her like record littered with submissions. The amount of grappling competition she does and like knowing what we do know about Jelena DeCourcy, which is she's not bad on the mat, right? Like she's not awful on the mat, but like, you know, she's been taken down before. She's, you know, gotten knee barred in grappling competitions before. And like, yeah, she hasn't been finished by Alicia Zapatella, who's notoriously an awful finisher. And she stood and traded with Elise Reed, but that wasn't on the ground. So like, I think it could be a submission here.
A submission against the grappling expert. Very, very interesting. All right. So you went pretty crazy with the underdogs. So let's give everyone a recap of his picks. Dalboni, 2 big underdogs, Suotama and Tracy. Then he had Guy, and then he had Peralta, another underdog. So
very mild underdog with Peralta. I've seen that line has moved back into the negative. She's like -105 in some places now. So you're probably not getting good dog money on Peralta.
Yep. Oh, some breaking news. MMA Weekly, which is, I think, a legit website, right?
I don't read MMA Weekly, so I'm not going to say they for sure are, but sure.
They had some breaking news I saw earlier today. Here's the headline. Bikini-wearing Mackenzie Dern hoses herself off in Instagram video. That's their news story. So,
I'm gonna say they're not a news source. They're not a real news source.
There you go.
I don't think that's a headline.
Like, no, that is the headline. No, that I just read it. That was the headline. So, all right.
That's wild.
Yes, it is wild. We will be talking about Mackenzie Dern on, I guess not our next show, but the show after the next show. Wednesday, we will be breaking down Dern versus Xiaonan prelims. And then Thursday, we will be doing the main card. Thoughts on the fight card coming up this week?
I really like it. I will say I've been a little bit of a tough time finding value that I really love on some of the plays there. You know, I was trying to put together some first looks at recommended plays, and I really didn't see a lot that I liked in there. Just because there are kind of some like finicky guys who like have had really beautiful performances and also like just atrocious ones. Like, you know, I just to rattle off a few names that feel that way. Like, do you ever feel good about picking for or against Rioni Barcelos? Or like
Howdy?
Yeah. Or do you ever feel good like wagering a pick either for or against Francisco Trinaldo?
He's too old, but he wins still.
But he wins somehow, right? And yes. Then, like, you could say the same thing about Brendan Allen, right? Sometimes Brendan Allen looks like a grappling expert, and sometimes he looks like he forgot what he's doing. So, like, there are a lot of guys on that card who, like, when they're their best, they're really fun to watch, and they seem like guys you should fade, and they just give me the worst feeling when I do actually fade them.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to breaking this fight card down for sure, then. Sarcastically.
It's gonna be a weird one.
It's gonna be a weird one. Well, whether it's weird, not weird, easy, hard, whatever, we always bring you the good. So that will be Wednesday and Thursday. Until then, you can find us in the Discord. We live in the Discord, sportsgamblingpodcast.com/discord. Twitter, it would be SGPNMMA. I am Jeff Fox, writer. He is Gumby Vreeland. Read all our stuff, obviously, on sportsgamblingpodcast.com. Dan has the Contender Series article up there now, and you will have an Invicta one up very shortly. And you can read my MMA stuff and enter my Pick'em contest over at moneymma.substack.com. And you can listen to Dan's Top Turtle MMA podcast later on this week when it drops. All right, take us home.
I'm Dan and Gumby Greenland. He's Mountain Mama Jeff Fox. And we will see you on Wednesday.